I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. An update on that shooting in Tallahassee at Florida State University. Police say two people killed, at least five wounded. The 20-year-old gunman is believed to be a student, said to be the son of a sheriff's deputy, and the deputy's service weapon was found at the scene. In other news, a couple of weekly numbers. Claims for unemployment benefits fell by 9,000 last week to 215,000. And Alex Vega reports mortgage rates up again.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.83%. That's the highest it's been in 8 weeks. The increase follows three straight weekly declines. I'm Alex Vega.
Seth Sutel has Wall Street's close.
The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% Thursday, even though 3/4 of the stocks in the index rose. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.1%. The Dow lost 527 points. It's about 1.3%. That was almost entirely because of just one stock, United Health Group.
I'm Ben Thomas.